This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Testimony has begun in the criminal fraud trial of Donald Trump. The prosecution alleges the former president falsified business records to hide a 2016 hush money payment to a porn star. Trump says that he's the victim of political persecution.
Thank you, man. I get indicted. I'm the leading candidate. I'm beating Biden. I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try and take me off the trail for. That checks being paid to a lawyer. He is a lawyer, or was a lawyer.
Trump is referring to his former attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen, who says he made the hush money payment on Trump's behalf. Cohen is a prosecution witness. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments over restrictions on so-called ghost guns. As NPR's Meg Anderson reports, the Justice Department has seized tens of thousands of these firearms in the last few years.
2 years ago, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives approved a regulation that redefined what it considers to be a gun. Instead of just the finished product, it included kits that assemble into fully functioning, untraceable guns. In other words, a ghost gun. After the rule, gun owners, manufacturers, and retailers sued. They say ghost gun kits are like grocery store taco kits. Even though the kit comes with taco shells, seasoning packets, and toppings, no one would consider the kit itself to be a taco. The government counters with an analogy of its own. If a state put a tax on tables and bookshelves, IKEA wouldn't be able to get out of paying that tax just because you have to put their furniture together yourself. The Supreme Court will hear arguments on the gun kits this fall. Meg Anderson, NPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court is considering how far cities may go to crack down on homelessness. At issue is a law in Grants Pass, Oregon, where sleeping in public is banned and carries a fine of almost $300. Activists at Google say the tech giant has fired at least 20 additional employees who participated in protests over the company's work in Israel. As Rachel Miro of KQED reports, that's on top of the 28 Google employees fired last week over protests in Sunnyvale, Seattle, and New York.
The now former Googlers say they haven't yet decided on legal action against the company, but the group claims some of those fired were bystanders not directly involved in the sit-ins over Project Nimbus, Google and Amazon's billion-dollar contract with Israel. Google software engineer Hassan Ibrahim.
Google pays us enough to not think too much about what they are doing. But I wanted to support my coworkers who have been harassed for standing up against this project.
Google did not respond to the latest claims, but defended the firings last week, adding it will continue to investigate and take action as needed. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro.
This is NPR. Two supermarket chains are selling off more stores in hopes of ending regulatory concerns over their proposed merger. Kroger and Albertsons say they plan to sell 579 stores to C&S Wholesale Grocers. That's in addition to the 413 stores the two companies sold to C&S last year. The Federal Trade Commission has blocked the Kroger-Albertsons deal, saying it would hurt competition and lead to higher prices for consumers. Taiwan has been rocked by more than 100 strong earthquakes and aftershocks since Sunday. As NPR's Emily Fang reports, this is happening 3 weeks after another huge trembler killed 14 people.
In this latest series of quakes, the strongest was a magnitude 6.3 earthquake, which hit in the middle of the night. The epicenter was closest to Taiwan's east coast, which sits on nearly three dozen active fault lines. Authorities said at least two buildings were damaged near the epicenter. Starting on Monday, however, there have been strong quakes of magnitude 4 or 5 nearly every hour, some spaced just minutes apart. Aftershocks are common after big quakes like the one which hit Taiwan on April 3rd. That was a magnitude 7.4. But the frequency of this series of quakes is unnerving residents of the Asian island. Taiwan is used to quakes and has taken serious measures in the last two decades to quake-proof buildings and public infrastructure. Emily Fang, NPR News, Taipei, Taiwan.
U.S. futures are virtually unchanged after Monday's gains on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mixed, up 1.7%. In Hong Kong. This is NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.